This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Children with Asperger syndrome and other mild forms of autism have a hard time picking up the social skills that come naturally to others. They often get teased at school. NPR's Joseph Shapiro recently visited a summer camp for such children in Washington, D.C. It was designed to teach crucial social skills, how to carry on a simple conversation or talk on the phone, and most of all, how to make friends.
More kids are being diagnosed with autism. It's a debilitating condition for most, but some possess extraordinary intelligence. Like this 8-year-old boy we met at the small camp for kids with mild autism and related conditions. His parents asked us to call him by his middle name, Joseph.
I know how to say the alphabet backwards.
Really?
Okay. ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
Joseph's parents and the parents of other kids at this camp have dreams that one day their smart kids will go to college and find good jobs. But there's one big barrier. These kids just don't know how to fit in. David Mann can talk on and on and on about a few things that really interest him, like Spider-Man. David's 9. He looks serious. He's got glasses and a mop of brown hair. He's wearing a blue T-shirt with a picture of Spider-Man crouching. Right now, David's attention is focused on the comic book that's open in his hands.
Yeah, Spider-Man's a really big superhero. This is his first encounter with Sandman. Very good.
David's been diagnosed with Asperger syndrome. It's thought to be a mild form of autism. Lisa Mann is David's mother.
The main reason David's here is to learn social skills, learn how to make friends better. How to be a friend, how to make a friend, how to go up and ask another kid to play. It just doesn't come naturally. These kids are often very wrapped up in their own interests.
For her son, that means video games and, of course, Spider-Man.
He has often in the past walked up to a group of kids talking about football and just started lecturing them about Spider-Man. And that's not the way to fit in and to make friends. But to him, he loves Spider-Man, so he can't imagine why anyone wouldn't want the subject changed to that. So what they're doing here is teaching them how to fit in, how to not hog the conversation, and how to be part of a group and give and take.
The Take-Two camp is held inside a church in Washington. In the cavernous social hall, the kids run across the parquet floor, two at a time. Each holds a red, blue, or yellow cardboard block. Even a simple game like this was designed by child psychologists, and it has a purpose. Monica Adler-Werner is the camp's co-founder.
The children are supposed to run down together with a block in their hand, start to build a castle, decide where they're going to put it, and then run back together. There are a lot of steps along the way where they have to check in with each other to make sure they're running together, they're building together, and then run back together. Then here on the sidelines, what we're encouraging them to do is cheer for each other. These are children who don't know how to cheer and encourage each other. They want them to succeed, but they don't know how to express that. So you'll hear now that they're all beginning to cheer in their own way for their teammates. So it's about team building and how it's a component of being a friend, but it's also about being a friend at the moment.
But when David and his teammates start to pile up the blocks, the castle falls down.
And now you can see it's also about frustration management, because the previous team by accident knocked over the castle. And there were no outbursts at this end, but now the two children at the end are working together to rebuild the castle appropriately. And you'll see that people are patiently waiting at this end for them to do that. One of our big goals has been to teach them to manage when things aren't going exactly right. And actually the fact that there are no outbursts at this end while they're waiting for the children to come back, while they do the repair, is huge progress for them. And it's also a life skill.
The first time they played this game, the kids didn't run together. They fought when the box fell. It took 22 minutes to build the castle. Today they do a lot better. Teacher Farah Antoine announces the time.
Are you guys ready for your time? Mm-hmm. 11 minutes. Took us 11 minutes to build that castle.
Just 11? And how many seconds?
Just 11 minutes.
That's a small victory for today. The hope is that it will lead to more success for these kids later in life. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.